Tributes are continuing to flow in today for the Oscar-winning Italian composer Ennio Morricone, who has died in Italy. Morricone created the instantly recognisable theme for the spaghetti western, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, and often haunting soundtracks for such classic Hollywood gangster movies like The Untouchables and Once Upon a Time in America. Barney Porter looks back at the life of one of cinema's most influential composers.
The death of the man, known to some as the Maestro, was confirmed in a statement read by his family's lawyer and spokesman, Giorgio Assumma.
Io, Ennio Morricone, sono morto.
I am Ennio Morricone, and I am dead, he wrote. I announce it in this way to all of my friends that were close to me, and also for the distant ones, which I salute with great affection. It's impossible to name them all. There's only one reason that makes me want to say goodbye to all in this way and make me want a private funeral. I don't want to bother anyone. Ennio Morricone died in a Rome hospital of complications following a recent fall in which he broke a leg. His career spanned decades and earned him an Oscar for a Lifetime Achievement in 2007 and another Oscar for Best Original Score for the Quentin Tarantino film The Hateful Eight in 2016. In total, he produced more than 400 original scores for feature films, along the way collaborating with some of Hollywood's and Italy's top directors. He once spoke of his art in an interview on Britain's Channel 4.
Importante la qualità.
The most important thing is the quality. What I hope people will remember about my music is the quality. Sometimes I'm asked to compose something simple because the story is simple, but I always ensure that it's something that's unique.
But he had his own genius, as explained by writer and broadcaster Sir Christopher Frayling.
The moment The Good, the Bad and the Ugly begins, you know you're in for something different. You've got A-E-A-E-A, like a coyote howl in the desert. You've got the driving sound ding, 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 of a horse. You know, grunts and anvils and bells and whip cracks and Fender Stratocaster guitars and a choir singing incomprehensible lyrics. You know, it's all put together in this very strange sort of arrangement and slightly anarchic sound. Then in comes a trumpet. And what you've got is an amazing classic score.
The movies, later dubbed spaghetti westerns, saw him work closely with the late Italian film director Sergio Leone, a former classmate. But he hated that tag, seeing it as a bit of a put-down.
Mi disturba moltissimo.
I get really annoyed because even though only 8% of my film scores were for westerns, most people only remember me for those films. So sometimes I'm quite disappointed because I've written for so many other types of films.
Conductor Charles Hazelwood particularly enjoyed his work on The Mission.
If you look at Gabriel's theme, you know, Gabriel being the Jeremy Irons character in The Mission, there's something about the way that that melody kind of curls in on itself. It's densely embroidered as well as somehow very pure and forthright. Everything in a nutshell that Jeremy Irons' character is meant to be. They are completely joined at the hip, and that's genius.
Through the family lawyer, Giorgio Assumma, a final farewell for someone special.
Per ultima Maria, ma non ultima.
For last, but not least, Maria, he said. I renew to her the extraordinary love that kept us together and that I'm sorry to abandon. To her, my most painful goodbye. Ennio Morricone was 91.
Barney Porter there.